This year, NPR, along with the Public Radio Exchange, has launched a new show, State of the Reunion, with host Al Letson. State of the Reunion has been traveling the country, visiting cities and towns to explore the idea of community. One stop, the small town of Oak Ridge in the southern Cascade Mountains of Oregon. For decades after World War II, Oak Ridge was a booming lumber town, but by the early 1990s, the lumber industry had collapsed, and Oak Ridge has struggled ever since, losing families and businesses. Now, as Al Letson discovered, residents are trying to reinvent the place as a playground for outdoor enthusiasts.
There's a short climb, so you want to gear down right here.
Okay.
I'm doing my best to avoid a faceplant and keep up with mountain biking entrepreneur Randy Dryling. We're negotiating the wet rocks and roots along Salmon Creek Trail.
This is considered the easiest trail around, by the way.
I appreciate you taking me on the easy one.
No problem.
Salmon Creek is a part of some 350 miles of trails that has earned Oak Ridge the self-proclaimed title of mountain biking capital of the Northwest. This place is lush, damp, green, and spectacular, with clouds that cling like cotton balls to the wooded mountainsides. Randy Dryling, who owns Oregon Adventures Mountain Biking Touring, hopes to help spark an economic rejuvenation for the town.
Mountain biking is a piece of the pie. It's not the end-all be-all, but it's what we got. And it's been good to us, and anybody that's being honest to themselves can see the amount of people that mountain biking is bringing to town more and more every year.
But not everyone here is on board with the change in focus. Oak Ridge is home to old-timers like Eddie Roberts, who made his living off the old-growth lumber that once abounded here. There are a lot of economic factors at play, but the death knell for the lumber industry came in 1990. That's when the federal government listed the spotted owl as a threatened species and declared much of its habitat in the national forest off-limits to loggers.
That spotted owl could care less where he lives. I've seen him out on a fence post, out in the farmer's field down the valley.
Eddie Roberts sees the mostly younger newcomers to Oak Ridge as an extension of the folks who moved into the town in the 60s, many of them from the college town of Eugene, about 50 miles away.
We called it Eugene the hippie town, but there was a mess of them, and we got them yet today. They're members of the Sierra Club. They're in our politics today, and they don't want any timber logged.
To understand that kind of bitterness, you've got to go back and remember what Oak Ridge was like in the logging boom times. That was before Main Street was filled with shuttered and abandoned buildings, the poverty and unemployment rates soared, and the population declined. It was a time when the Pope and Talbot Mill was running multiple shifts, and the town was jumping.
We had four or five service stations. We had a furniture store, appliance center,
three car dealerships, and we had clothing stores. And at that time, you couldn't find a place here to rent. The town was just
more taverns than
alive.
Churches. Kind of like the Wild West here for a while, you know? Go to any tavern, you're bound to see a fight during those days.
That was Eddie Roberts, followed by longtime residents Sharon Baker and Steve Marcoux. After the collapse of the industry, Marcoux clung to logging as long as he could. But for the last 7 years, each weekday morning, he's driven from his cramped apartment to work in an ice cream factory in Eugene.
I don't like my job right now so much. I work at 4:30 and start making ice cream, and then get off at 1:30 and home at 2:30. Relax for about 3 or 4 hours and go to bed by about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and do it over again.
Today, 57-year-old Marco's gray streaked hair reaches the middle of his back. He's added some weight to his lumberjack frame, but he still yearns for his days in the woods.
What I've done differently, I would have probably got more into learning some machinery, gotten in less fights. Probably would have been a better husband. I wouldn't have lost my wife and kids. But yeah, I'd done things different, but I'd still do it again. Even if I knew it wasn't going to be any different, I'd do it again. I liked it. I had fun.
But Marco says he makes a decent salary and finds himself in a better position than many Oak Ridge residents.
All right. Peanut butter?
Yes, please.
Spaghetti sauce? Tomato sauce or canned tomatoes?
About 1,600 people a month come here to the Oak Ridge Food Bank to pick up free supplies.
Okay. Vegetarian,
that's about half the town's population.
Chicken noodle and a tomato and bean soup.
Chicken noodle.
Just outside the food box, as it's called, we ran into Cameron Nelson with a cart full of groceries and four scrambling young children. She's a stay-at-home mom, and her husband is an out-of-work painter's assistant. Things are tough these days.
If it weren't for this food box, it would make it difficult here. It fills in the gaps. It allows us to utilize the close to expired or expired items, which don't hurt you. They're just taken off the shelf at the stores, and it helps stretch the money throughout the month. Ah, stay close, babies.
5 years ago, Cameron and her family relocated to Oak Ridge for its natural beauty. And many retirees have been attracted to the area's bucolic life as well. But Oak Ridge has also proved a magnet for other reasons.
My name is Shelley Miller. I am the coordinator for the Oak Ridge Westphal Family Resource Center.
Shelley Miller, who barely keeps her own head above water economically, works long hours helping the poor of Oak Ridge and neighboring Westphal. Among her many duties is coordinating a washer-dry giveaway program where donated machines are provided to low-income families. It's a necessity since the area's only laundromat closed last fall. Miller says out-of-work people have been steered towards her town because it's more than 35 miles from an employment center, and they don't have to look for work every week to justify continuing getting their unemployment and welfare checks.
It was said, you know, go up to Oak Ridge, the rent's cheap, you can't look for a job, there are no jobs. And, you know, you get food stamps, and so you can live pretty good there. So as our stronger families had to leave because they'd lost their job, their mail job, and so they moved on to either retraining or whatever, then what was left was pretty poor.
Hard times aside, Shelley Miller says she can feel something exciting percolating in the town.
We still have a lot of very strong people who have lived here for 70 years, and they're not so happy with some of the change, but I see that their children may leave in the 20s, but they come back in the 30s to raise their children, and that shows, I think, a lot. So I think it's going to change and be for the better. A lot of people are buying the houses and fixing them up, so the neighborhood's starting to look a little bit better.
One place that's looking better is what used to be the rough and smoky Break Time Tavern on First Street.
You going for a pint there, sir, or are you after a half?
A half, please.
I'll go for a half.
Today, the place has been converted into a proper British-like pub. The Brewers Union Local 18 serves its own blend of cask beers and ales, and it functions as kind of a town den, hosting community meetings and Scrabble night.
Oh, look at this. Look what I got.
Down on Route 58, East Coast transplants Greg Spoon and Becky Chamberlain opened the Trailhead Cafe 7 years ago to cater to mountain bikers. But now it attracts a cross-section of the community. Greg and Becky say it took a while to gain acceptance.
The old paradigm is the loggers paradigm, which is locals only. We don't want people coming, moving here. This is our area. But the logging stopped, and that idea still stuck.
In the last few years, there's definitely been this very exciting growth that's been happening here. You know, I felt very alone for a long time, and now it's like, oh, look at these other, maybe our job to inspire other people to do something and do something positive here, create something here, is finally paying off, because now there are flower shops and bakeries and a pub and beautiful massage practice.
This is a gorgeous trail right here, but this doesn't even rank in my top 10 trails in the area. Hey, we're gonna drop down and go back up quick. Careful.
Back, riding among the 700-year-old trees along the Salmon Creek Trail with Randy Dryling, even a non-biking city slicker like me can feel the attraction of the place.
Sorry.
Woo!
That root caught me.
Out on the trail, a friend of Randy's told us about a retiring foresterman who wrote a letter to the community. And in it, he noted that many of the former loggers have now bought mountain bikes. And the mountain bikers, who want to keep the trails maintained, have bought chainsaws. For NPR News, I'm Al Edson.
Our story was produced by Peter Breslow, and you can hear State of the Reunion's full hour on Oak Ridge on many NPR stations. You can find a link to that program and more on Oak Ridge at our website, npr.org. listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.